How big, when you were all, as far back as you can remember, do you remember Atlanta being a big city then?
Well, I was
pretty... I didn't come to Atlanta so small.
Did you ever hear about Atlanta?
I was a very small girl the first time I went to Atlanta. I don't know. I was about 12 years old, I guess.
Huh? Do you remember it, the trip?
Yeah. And you know how I went?
Wow.
In the two-horse wagon.
Really? The kind, the big ones that you're talking
about?
Yeah,
with a bolt frame over. My daddy was, and another man had a country store, and they would buy up things out from the country, you know, and one, it's every 2 weeks, I believe, he'd go to Atlanta and take these things that, to, and get things from the stores, you know, to bring out the sales from their store. And he carried us one time.
That must have been exciting.
My older sister.
You say it's about 40 miles from Canton to Atlanta?
Yeah, and we live about 10 miles above Canton, about 50 miles.
About 50 miles.
Took about 2 days to drive down the road.
It was like two days going, and we stopped and stayed at what they called a wagon house, where people traveling in wagons, you know, would put up for the night and put their mules and horses up, whatever they was driving.
Was it like a hotel? Or was it
no, there's just little buildings around, and they had places to put the horses to feed them, you know. Place where they could drive the wagon in where it'd be safe. But they got a place in somebody's house for us girls to stay.
Make sure you're all right. You were about 12 and your sister was how old?
12, I think. Around 12 years old. She was about 10. My daddy had a cousin that lived in Atlanta, so when we got there, we spent the night with her.
That's nice. Well, the people that lived in Atlanta then, I guess you all didn't get into Atlanta very much. I mean, did people from Canton go there very much?
Not much, I don't think. We didn't know so much about what they did in Canton, but that was the only time I went.
If you live 10 miles out of Canton, is there another name for your community, your area? Do you live in another, or you live in Canton, like your mailing?
No, we didn't call it Canton. It was a Sharp Top community.
Sharp Top?
Sharp Top.
Was
and then the community where he went to school mostly. He did go to school there, our school a while, but it was Burris.
Burris?
Burris. There's a man in during the war that was killed there. In during the war that was named Burris.
Uh-huh.
He's buried that place
that
and they call that.
I can give it the name first.
How long did people go to school, most people?
Well, I guess till that's about 18, wasn't it?
People went all the way to 18.
All the way to 18.
I know my uncle only went till 8th grade. I know some of my family.
They didn't teach more than through the 7th grade, except the school where I went. We had some teachers that had been to Dahlonega to get to school, and they got the school down there, and they would teach through, finally they went through the 9th grade, but the patrons that had the children, you know, above 7th grade would make up the money to pay them extra.
They had patrons to pay for the school.
For the ones that went above 7th grade, they'd make up the money more. Whatever it was that these teachers wanted more than what the county paid.
Most people that you know, went all the way through school?
Well,
or was
they,
it that
there
hard?
Were some that didn't go all the way as far as they could go.
Lots of them didn't get as hard as they taught. I got too old. I didn't go 5 months a year, you know.
That's right, yeah.
And
go 3 months in winter and then forget what you learned in winter at school to start in the summer and go 2 months.
I guess it wasn't
take a long time to make a grade that way.
It's true. Did the teachers